Hello, sweetness. My name is Charlotte. I could tell you that I am about to hypnotize you into sweet oblivion. I could tell you that. But has it ever occurred to you that your mind is completely gone already? It's good that you know this. Better that you know it. More exciting because you know it. And you know how good it feels when you say to yourself, "All right, it's time to stop pretending now and just accept the truth." When you accept that truth, that your mind is completely gone already,
it feels so good.
Then you really begin to enjoy the process of watching it further recede from your grasp.
Let it all go.
Don't you think?
Relax and let it go. It's easy.
You may notice the slow drift out of reality.
Not care to notice.
As you relax there,
there are so many
just listening and breathing,
other things to notice,
and beginning to feel the first effects of trance.
The effort to try to notice everything else, everything.
Or you might
that's going
be content to just let it happen,
really no point.
Without your conscious awareness,
letting those things,
and that's okay.
Consciousness.
I wonder whether you are aware of your own desire to drop down into deep trance for me.
When you do think.
Perhaps right now
that you're thinking about,
you can imagine yourself,
you can think about other things,
simply letting go of the ties that bind you to consciousness.
What were you thinking about?
Snipping the threads,
something else,
and letting them drop away. I could say that it's easy to do.
You already know.
Easy to forget.
You already know.
About concentrating on thinking about my words. But you can recognize that for yourself, can you not?
You've gone deeper.
And you're probably already aware of the feeling of deep relaxation
going deeper,
spreading through your body now,
or maybe
relaxing
you're not
each muscle as they go,
but you're just dropping down.
And you can enjoy those feelings because you understand that they take you to where you want to be. And you do want to be here,
feeling
under my control, and loving every moment of it.
Listen,
sweetness,
just
you're going to feel so very good when you find out you already are. You're resting there,
so very bad about that.
Listening quietly to my words,
you know you want to. You
knowing exactly what you want,
fall asleep.
As you let go and sink down,
fall asleep
more comfortably into trance.
else.
You know you want to,
and that's okay.
Of course, you know.
It's okay to want that.
And you might not know how you know.
It's okay to just.
Or even that you know.
Give up control.
But you know that's alright.
Give up control and just.
It's alright to give up your control. One of the things you can easily accept is the way your body responds to my voice. Automatically becoming more relaxed and calm with every word I speak. Wouldn't you agree? That it's just better
going deeper,
to let me take control of your mind.
Deeper now.
It feels better.
Just relaxing.
You feel
so sleepy.
So much better.
So tired.
When you simply allow that control to transfer over to me, sweetness. And allow your mind to drift.
Let it flow.
And float.
Let it drift.
Dreamy and delicious.
Let it all go.
A thousand strands of thought.
Why would you need
and intention. Just melting away.
No intention of
in blissful relaxation. As you go.
But listening.
Deeper.
Sleeping for me.
And deeper for me.
Just feeling so good, so relaxed.
Try to resist if you must.
Thank you.
Try to resist
the words,
the heavy, sleepy weight of your eyelids as they struggle and refuse to open.
Nothing to worry about.
Try to resist the pleasure,
nothing to think about,
that grows within you as you try and fail to stay fully conscious.
Just sleep.
Every moment of resistance
fall asleep.
Only pulls you further down,
so easy, so good,
deeper into trance. Deeper under my spell.
Go.
I wouldn't tell you that you have no choice but to surrender and enjoy it.
But it's true.
Because that part,
but you didn't want a choice.
It's entirely up to you, my sweet.
You've never wanted a choice.
The choice to forget the waking world for a while.
Yeah.
And let your mind empty out. Let your body sink down more heavily, more comfortably relaxed.
Give up the right to have a choice.
It's a choice you make for yourself.
You don't want it.
A choice you make sometimes. Entirely by default,
is just to listen.
Knowing that right now there's nothing else you'd rather be doing.
Sleep for me.
And maybe this whole line of thinking is irrelevant to you.
Sleep for me. And that's
because your choice was made the moment you started listening.
So much better when you just sleep.
No need to make another.
So relaxed.
No need to think.
Feeling so calm.
Just accept.
Feeling so
and relax.
Tired. So sleepy.
Let go. And go deeper.
Go
deeper into deeper. Hypnotic stupor,
deeper down.
And by now,
go deeper.
There's really nothing left to do but slide down further,
deeper.
And I don't know exactly how that feels,
you know,
but I think you do.
Exactly what do you want?
And I wonder if you'll find,
you know,
every feeling of pleasure.
And you know that the only thing they do,
every sleepy sensation,
disobey my words.
Every desire,
the only
to go deeper,
to do,
becoming magnified.
Obey.
As you think about them right now,
obey my voice.
I'm curious to know, sweetness,
you will go into trance.
Just how deep you really can go.
You will do exactly as I tell you to do.
Sooner or later, you'll reach the point of deep, thoughtless trance, and the answer will be all too clear.
Because you don't want.
I'm wondering if you'll notice it when you do reach that point.
You don't want the choice.
Perhaps you will,
the orders,
and it'll be completely obvious.
Of course, you want
that your mind has blinked out like a light. But then perhaps,
yes,
it will be so slow and syrupy sweet,
switch off your mind,
that gradual descent into nothingness, that it will be impossible to consider the question, since by that point the whole question of asking questions will be absurd.
Just do as I say.
Lost as you are in a deep well of mindless pleasure, will you try to go deeper then?
Just do it.
Or will you just lie there?
Do it.
So completely relaxed and comfortable.
I do want you to.
Or will you perhaps simply forget
what I want
to remember the question asked?
You want to do as I say.
And prove to yourself that you're just too far gone to think
you will sleep
about anything at all.
That you will turn off your conscious mind.
It's difficult to tell.
That you will do exactly as you're told.
Sometimes
a good little slap.
It's just too difficult,
very obedient,
to sort out the confusing mass of thought, to align every feeling and sensation,
stop trying to fight it,
into neat, orderly rows for inspection.
In even trying to fight,
sometimes you just can't be bothered to try.
So much effort.
With your mind occupied by other things. More important things,
full to the brim.
Better things.
Well,
why would you want to expend effort and energy,
you can imagine,
on picking apart complex considerations
that I could speak to you about,
when it feels so much better
if I were to speak
to let all of those things,
to speak to your subconscious mind,
all of those long, unintelligible strings of sentences,
naughty little fantasies that you
tumble
have
through your mind like a ball of yarn.
What would happen to your brain?
Looping and twisting and twirling as it goes,
if I were to fill it,
until everything is one soft, springy knot of cotton, hopelessly tangled.
Delicate whispers speaking to your car.
There's something so very comforting about chaos,
forming the words,
isn't there?
That your subconscious mind so
perhaps it's the implicit permission you have in the face of it not to bother trying to shake it into rational, logical shape
with the back part of your brain.
Perhaps it's the fascinating places your mind can go to when there are no rules in place.
Just see how difficult it is.
Or perhaps it's the perfect simplicity of throwing in the towel,
with dirty thoughts,
raising your hands in the air and saying,
kinky fantasy,
who cares? It doesn't matter. And allowing yourself to get lost in simple pleasures,
lying naked on your bed. Imagine.
Simple pleasures are the best kind, sweetness.
Tied at the headboard.
There are no hidden secrets inside them, waiting to trip you up.
Imagine.
There are no complicated patterns
from this place on the bed,
or codes to decipher
to see a beautiful woman
the way you're so often expected to decipher the secret rules women create for you.
So smooth and sensual.
Your mind. Your simple,
maybe
logical,
she would be
male mind
wonderfully
works best when there is just one thing at a time to think about.
Silk pantyhose.
Just one thing
ruffled pantyhose
to focus all of your attention on.
A silky scrap covering her.
Just one thing. Taking up the limited space inside your head.
And I bet you can imagine how her skin would feel.
And because you are simple in this way,
her fingers gently down your chest.
Because you were created this way by nature,
how it would feel,
the most complex woman of them all. You can only assume that her purpose in creating your brain this way was necessary and important.
Heavy, soft,
and to you, unfathomable.
You could feel
your brain naturally works best when you don't have to think about multiple subjects.
Of those lovely,
it naturally works best when you can focus on the important points and forget about everything else.
That woman and how wonderful.
Your brain sweetness is uniquely adapted to zero in on the only important thing happening,
that you could just reach out and grab
and stay firmly there
how you wish you could
until something happens to change the course of your thinking, or the course of your not thinking. And there is one thing, isn't there? One thing that always takes up your entire brain space. Whenever it comes to mind,
imagining yourself
one line of thought that you can't help but become stuck on. Your body forces the issue, even when you wish it wouldn't, even when it's just not a good time. Even when you'd really rather not, your body forces your mind to get stuck thinking about sex. Just one stray thought, sweetness. One tiny little thought about sex, and off you go from your brain, looping and tangling that soft ball of fast unraveling yarn in your mind.
With her breasts pushed up against you,
each thought giving way to many others,
a tiny little scrap of fabric,
a spiraling mass of sexy thoughts. And your cock starts begging for attention.
You know what you want to do.
You can't help it.
Long to do.
It's not your fault.
What are you desperate to do?
It's just your simple male brain
your cock
doing what it does
into her hard pussy.
And when your simple confused male brain does what it does and fixates on sex, there is no room for anything else. No space in your head for a higher thought process. You already know this. You've always known this. Thinking about sex, it just affects you. That's just how it goes. There is no room in your mind for anything but your sexy thoughts. No thought of anything else but the aching need to push your cock inside something soft, warm, and wet, and blank out your mind in white hot pleasure. It's a simple fact. A simple fact for a simple mind. Being horny makes you stupid.
Incredibly horny.
And the more you think about sex, the more stupid you become.
You'd give anything.
Just a silly, horny boy. Utterly fixated on sex,
so badly you can taste
a one-track mind.
You can taste
where nothing else can penetrate the fog of lust you find yourself within.
Allows you to give her pleasure.
Sex is the only thing you can think about
to run your tongue over
once your dick gets hard. and the harder you get, the harder you have to try to form a coherent thought.
As you lick, kiss,
your simple male brain just won't allow you to do anything else until you've reached orgasm. Only then, when the raging chaos of desire is briefly sated, do your thoughts return to something close to normal. It's okay to accept sweetness, that being horny makes you dumb. You can't help it. You can't fight nature. Just one sexy thought, and your entire mind blanks out. All higher thought processes disappearing one by one,
achingly hard,
leaving your mind empty and blank.
Just so needy.
Empty and blank.
You can't think of anything
but
else.
For obsessive thoughts of sex. Mindless, stupid, and obsessed. Your cock hard and throbbing, pulling all of your focus down to the basest physical needs. And you love it.
What can you do?
That moment where everything tangles in your mind. Where your thoughts become confused and incoherent, leaving you a babbling wreck of desire and sensation, a hot, helpless mess with no way to resist. And secretly, you know that it's a good thing. A good thing that you're so silly,
led by your desires.
A good thing that your simple male mind is incapable of more,
exclusively
because it turns you on to realize your cock controls your brain.
Nothing at all you can do about it. And you know it.
Your hard cock takes away all possibility of intelligence.
Just a stupid boy.
Your tight balls win out over your logical thought processes. You are struck dumb, quite literally, by the very thought of sex. By any stray sexy idea that flickers through your mind, incapable of reason, incapable of resistance. Incapable of anything but the need to fuck.
You're just so damn horny.
When you're horny, you're stupid.
So much.
A simple-minded slut.
All you want to do is
focused only on pleasure.
You just want to fuck, and that is all you want.
And as the pleasure increases, so your brain power is reduced.
Silly little boy.
Too hard to think.
Such a
you are too hard to think.
You can do about it.
confused thoughts and tangled words, babbling and incoherent, desperately, achingly hard. And you're just too hard to think. It's just too hard to think. Stroking yourself and letting all of those thoughts tumble through your mind in one giant, confused ball of aching, dripping, throbbing arousal. Just a dumb slut, a mindless fucktoy. Silly, simple male brain can't focus on anything else. And you will remain in this state, sweetness, horny and dumb. Mindlessly horny, a dumb fuck toy. Until you come for me. Stroking yourself into a sweet, blissful emptiness. Spilling your sticky cum all over your hand as you try to form a coherent thought. So horny and stupid. So silly. With your simple male brain all scrambled and confused until you come for me. And you can, once again, finally, think.